Let's face it, life isn't easy. If you're stuck in a bad relationship, betrayed or afraid of tomorrow, financially insecure, or desperate for a breakthrough, you've come to the right place. Dr. Carmen Hara is a renowned psychologist, intuitive, relationship expert, and best-selling author, and she's here to give you the miracle guidance you need. Her new call-in show, Miracle Guidance for Everyday Life, offers profound wisdom, practical advice, daily exercises, and empowering predictions, all for you. Dr. Hara's show aims to eliminate everyday problems, big and small, with topics like healing your relationships, reclaiming your power, achieving better health, dealing with loss, and so much more. Regain the joy, stability, and fulfillment you deserve to feel. Tune in to Miracle Guidance for Everyday Life with host Dr. Carmen Hara, live every Tuesday at 7 p.m. Eastern, and find the answers you've been looking for.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Miracle Guidance, the show that wants to offer the guidance you need to transform your life. I'm Carmen Hara, and I'm live every Tuesday evening on Home Time Radio at 7 p.m. Eastern Time. And tonight I have a wonderful guest, Abigail Rebecca, and the two of us will talk about a great topic, how to go through the change. And the guidance that you're going to receive tonight is all about change, because change is so important. Change is progressive. Change is inevitable. And for women, change is the equivalent or synonymous with life. From the transformations that happen inside our bodies to the lives we bring into this world as women, we are meant to evolve. We handle change with a lot of grace, we as women. But what happens if we get through the change without knowing how to deal with them? It's very important to know how to handle change, because, for instance, we can go through a breakup, a divorce, a disruption at work, a menopause, or a pregnancy that is very difficult, and that can take that huge toll on us. So shifts like this can leave us feeling like disempowered, feeling dissatisfied. And now, no matter how prepared you are for them, you feel you cannot deal with. So personally, I am no stranger to change, because in my own life, I've undergone tremendous change, like immigration, coming from a communist country like Romania to America, shifting careers from being a singer to becoming a therapist, starting a family, losing the people I love, losing my husband to cancer, and so many more. So many of these changes, I certainly have never anticipated, but my goal today is to help you talk to my guest and learn from her, because she's an international coach and a speaker who has actually helped thousands of independent women conquer their challenges. And as I said at the beginning of the show, her name is Abigail Rebecca, and her specialty is actually, and her quest in life is to help women conquer their challenges. And she wants to teach those women how to escape the so-called difficult, not to call them miserable, executive jobs, and live freely, live those happy, free, free financially free, those abundant lives that we all want to live. But you know, when you trap into those corporate jobs, when you trap into the job that you know it only can give you a limited amount of money, but it also so demanding, and you feel so overwhelmed, and you feel stressed, then you cannot actually function at your potential, and you cannot feel free at work, and that is reflected in your own private life. Now, Abigail is the creator of something that is called the Big Change Small Steps. So before she started her own company, She was working as a senior leader in corporate for 14 years. And over there, of course, she felt unmotivated. She felt constantly overwhelmed. She felt tired, miserable, unhappy. So she turned into the successful senior manager the corporate world adored, but absolutely had no idea she could leave her this kind of a job because she felt she doesn't want to be there anymore. So, but only after her heart literally broke, she decided to say, I don't care. I take the leap and found the right, I'm going to find the right support and advice. And she decided, you know what I mean, to make it happen. So she fulfilled her biggest purpose in life, and she decided to actually, it's interesting, she even makes more money now than before. And she works very close with women, and she can even select the women she can work with. She feels like she's doing something she's been meant to do. And she's helping those women, and that's so rewarding emotionally. She makes those women to feel like they can live and guides them into a happy, free, and financially abundant life. Because this program that she developed, that is called the Big Change Frame, Small Steps, it's a framework that she developed, helps, as I said, women make a difference in the work and make a lot of money by infusing that feminine energy with the natural strength and abilities to unlock their true potential and launch their businesses. And I do see the feminine divine energy emerging everywhere. I see it even in politics, and I've always explained this for the last 27 years, that when we reach the era of 2000, after 2000 years of male dominant energy, because we were in the era of one, and one is the male, we enter the era of two, it's a female energy, we will start seeing women coming in a position of power. Now, Abigail lives in the south coast of England, in Brighton, with her partner, Kevin. Their mini, that's how I'm called, Rudy. So I'm going to welcome Abigail to the show. Thank you, my wonderful Abigail, and thank you so much for accepting the invitation, and thank you for being my guest. And what an inspiring idea, and what an amazing concept you develop, and I am extremely excited to have you on the show, and I'm so proud of everything you've creating here.
Oh, thank you so much, Dr. Carmen. Honestly, I can't even explain how excited I am to come onto your show. I'm a big fan, and I just love you so much. And thank you so much for that lovely introduction.
Well, Abigail, you're a master of change, because you cannot develop a program without mastering the idea in itself. But I want our listeners, so I'm going to put you some questions, so make our listeners understand the concept in itself, a personal change. And I'm going to start by asking you, so when you were working, because that's what we're pinpointing, the fact that you were working in the corporate world, when was that moment in which you say, okay, here I am, I'm waking up, and I don't want this job anymore, because this job means stagnation. I cannot progress. I cannot move forward. I feel like I'm emotionally dying. I'm not achieving. I'm not succeeding what I want. It's not me. When was that moment when you finally said, I'm going to leave? You know, because women, when they think they need to break through, they need to reach that pivotal point in which they are not gonna go there anymore, you know, and that moment needs to come, and they need to acknowledge that the moment is there. So I'm asking you, when was it for you that you acknowledge, I'm done with the corporate world?
Yeah, absolutely. It's like waking up, right? It's like coming to the realization.
Right, exactly.
carry on.
One day, you know, that comes true in many respects. Tonight. That comes true in your marriage. One day your marriage doesn't work, a year, two, three, and one day you say, that's it. I cannot continue this fight anymore because stagnation means dying. You know, you feel your soul is dying. And that applies at work and applies in everything when you feel you're not evolving. Evolution is constant transformation. We on earth, we continue to evolve, to transform. And if at work you feel you're not evolving, you're not moving forward, there's no progress, then you know you suffocate yourself in a place at work. And then at work becomes hell. So when was the moment in which you said, I'm at work, I hate this place? When was the moment? How long did it take to say, this is not where I want to be, I don't belong here, I'm out?
Well, you know what, Carmen? I'd like to say that as soon as I felt like that, I then made the decision to leave. But what I found was, like many women that I speak to, I realized how unhappy I was. And so you're talking about being suffocated and feeling like you're dying. I did feel like that for a very, very long time. But actually,
yeah, exactly. That makes sense to feel this way for a while, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I took it out because I felt that I felt scared. Like, what would I do? I had a mortgage to pay. I had bills to pay. I had a very nice lifestyle. So how on earth would I be able to afford to pay the bills? What would people think of me? They would think that I'm absolutely crazy. So, you know, there was that whole fear about what people would think about me. And also, like, I'd worked really hard to get to where I was. So I've invested so much time in this relationship.
Right, exactly.
Mm-hmm. Energy, like everything else, like a marriage, like a relationship, you know, I was like, oh, I don't know if I want to feel bad. So I resisted, I carried on, I pushed it underneath the carpet, I tried to ignore my feelings, but obviously the more that I did that, the more it showed up in my body. And actually, the exact moment where I thought, I can't do this anymore, was when I was lying in accident and emergency after being rushed.
That was your turning point. That was your awakening. Because there's always an awakening. That's what I wanted to hear from you. The moment when you said, oh my God, am I killing myself physically? I'm killing myself emotionally first because of this job, because I'm doing something that I feel I suffocate myself, and that will relate to my physical body. So in the end, I'm going to get myself sick.
And I do think that, well, certainly speaking for myself and also a lot of the clients that I work with, as females, we often forget about our body wisdom, our feminine intuition, and listening to that. And I refused to listen to my body. It was giving me little hints, and I refused to listen to it. And eventually my body said, I'm going to shut you down, so you have to.
Exactly. That's exactly what happened. That's exactly what happened to you. Yeah, right.
And I you know, also you were talking about you know, patriarchy. That you know, now we're going into a matriarchal period. We're in the age of Aquarius.
Right.
Fine feminine wisdom. You know, I really felt that I completely lost that working in corporate as well. So I'd like energetically, I'd turn into a man. I wasn't even tapped in or connected to any of that.
Look what's happening in the world with the Me Too movement. I mean, Me Too movement, because women start to stand up, you know, which way they didn't for 2,000 years. Women, you know what I mean? They've been abused emotionally, mentally, physically. And now they all come in together and they said, no more of this. It happened enough, and we are not going to allow it to happen. And we're coming together, and that applies in the corporate world more than ever. So women are raising their voices, and they're not allowing this to happen. So that's another energy that happens. So, but women are also coming in position of power. You see women running for presidency. It's like unbelievable. In the race for presidency here in America, like 6 women running for presidency. Unheard of. If we go back 30 years, women were not even, or longer, I think, women had no right to vote. And now women running, so many women running for presidency, that is beyond anybody's imagination. So that's incredible. You know how females are coming in a position of power. And that's actually very positive because women are not going to war. Women want to create peace, you know. Peaceful women, you know, want to create harmony and balance and reproduce and bring kids to life, and they don't want their kids to die. So there's something about the female divine energy coming in power in this time of our evolution. So I really believe that the corporate world will change consequently. But what's fascinating to me is that moment that you are telling me, in which you woke up and you said, okay, I'm not going to hurt my body anymore, you know what I mean? And I'm going to leave this place, and I'm going to survive, and I'm going to be okay, and I made up my mind. So that is for all the listeners, everyone listening to the show, you have to listen to Abigail and listen to your own body and mind and see whether your body is telling you it's time to walk away and let go of something that is not good for you anymore. And don't be scared or afraid, because you will find something better. So that's pretty much the advice that I think you're giving to everybody. But I want you to hold on the line, and everybody listening, we're going to take a very short break, and we're going to be back with Abigail in a minute.
Best of the holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Connect at omtimes.com. Om Times, creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Looking for inspiration?
Want to be inspired?
Not sure where to go?
Find Mark and Kim every Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern on Inspired Living.
Topics will elevate consciousness and range from metaphysics to the human and social experience and all things spiritual.
Welcome to an inspired community that offers support, encouragement, and new ways of thinking. You are the inspired and the inspiration.
Melissa from Michigan. I work an extra part-time job serving lunch at my child's school, but I still can't afford to put food on our table.
Daniel from California. Choosing whether to pay the rent or pay to fix the car to get to work doesn't leave us with much at all. Now we can't even pay for meals.
Hunger is a story we can end. End it at feedingamerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
And I'm back, and the topic today, it's a wonderful topic, divine feminine power and guidance for women going through challenges, for women who go through work challenges. So it's important, if you have problems at work, to call in and speak with Abigail. She's my wonderful guest today, and she can guide you through your challenges at work. And I'm going to ask you one more question, and we're going to go and take a call from somebody from New York, Elena, and see what questions she has from you, Abigail. But again, my guest is Abigail Rebecca. She's developed an amazing program in which she's been guiding thousands of women. Her program is Big Change, Small Steps. She's from England. She lives near London, and she's an amazing lady who actually was able to develop this program and live a very successful life, living behind the corporate world. But Abigail, what you've learned from counting all these thousand women, what do you think is the hardest changes we usually go through? Because in life you go through many changes, but generally speaking, what is one of the hardest changes that you think we usually go through?
Oh, gosh. Yes, there are so many changes that we go through as women.
Right, that's true, yeah.
But I truly believe one of the biggest changes, especially with the women that I deal with who potentially are working in corporate and want to leave corporate and set up their own business, you know, live their life purpose, do whatever they want to do, is actually that shift, that mindset shift. And
right.
You know, we've touched on it already, but the embracing that female energy and going from
right.
World where everything's very fast paced, it's hierarchy, you know, you're talking about power, you're talking about women in power. I think
right.
The way that the power is at the moment in corporate, very much so still. At the
right.
moment, and it will change, I agree, is, you know, it's hierarchy, it's just patriarchal power, and actually going from that to real collaboration in information sharing and building relationships. And I do find that women often find it very difficult to shift that and
right.
to be vulnerable. I feel that women find it very, very difficult to be vulnerable. I certainly found it difficult to be vulnerable because... Certainly when I was working in corporate, if I made a mistake or if I said that I didn't understand something or if I asked for help, it was almost like
right.
it was a bit of a weakness. Whereas I now embrace it. Like, I love to make mistakes because that's how I learn. I don't mind saying that I don't understand something and asking somebody to explain it to me. So it's almost like it's like showing that vulnerable side. I think there's so many women out there who have resisted showing that because they feel that it's going to be to their disadvantage. But actually, it's around understanding that that is to their advantage, because once you start to be vulnerable, once you start to really be vulnerable with other people, that's when you can really build meaningful relationships.
Oh, I completely agree.
That's where you get this beautiful, lovely collaboration relationship, especially with other women. You know, we're not competing. We should be collaborating, not competing.
Oh, you're saying something so true, so profound, and so important for people to remember on a daily basis. Women should always have that in their mind. We are not competing. Nobody's competing. We're not in a competition. You know, we're here to relate to each other. We're here to help each other. We're here to create harmony together. We together, we are more powerful, you know. We're here for healing reasons. We're here to empower each other. We're here to make the world a better place. But talking about the mistakes that you mentioned, what are the biggest mistakes we make when we're facing the challenges, especially if a challenge makes you feel very uncomfortable? So,
yes. I know a lot about this, and I'm sure
right,
you do as
right.
well.
Right, exactly.
So I'm fascinating about the way that our brains are wired,
right.
And why we protect us, to keep us
right.
safe, to keep us out of danger. So, you know, as soon as we go out of our comfort zone, it becomes scary. So, you know, we're here, even if you're unhappy in a relationship, a job, a marriage, whatever it might be, whatever energy you're in, even if you're unhappy right. with that, to go out of that is really scary because it's what you're used to, it's your comfort zone. So what happens is, obviously, once you've got to leave your comfort zone, your brain, your body, everything about you starts to create situations, thoughts, fear around going out of your comfort zone because it's trying to lead you back in. And I think that that is to answer the common. That is one of the biggest mistakes we make. We just follow that path of least resistance. And go back into our comfort zone. And I was tempted so many times.
Well, we always tend to go to the comfort zone. We people of habits, you know, we tend to go back to that, yes.
Yeah, it would have been very, very difficult for me to go back to corporate. Because that's what I was comfortable with. I had a salary coming in every month, so I knew exactly how much money I would have. I knew how to do my job. I was very comfortable with that. So it would have been so much easier to go back there. But if I'd have gone back there, I would have been unhappy again. So for
Absolutely.
Me, the most difficult thing was to resist that. And certainly for so many women that I work with, they're constantly fighting against that. And unfortunately, some people do feel that they have to do that, but then, you know, comes around 6 months again, a year, and they realise that they've made a mistake and they need to start all over again. So, you know, if there's one thing that I would say to anybody that's listening that's feeling like that, is just do not give up, never give up. Trust the process. Trust that there is something wonderful at the other side of all this discomfort, and it might feel so comfortable to run back to what you know, but that's making you unhappy.
Mm-hmm.
And the whole purpose of life, your purpose of life is to find joy. And joy is not in your comfort zone. You're not going to find that. You're going to have to push yourself out and make the changes. And then all these wonderful things start to come into your life. It really is so magical.
Right, and also joy is like a state of mind, like happiness and everything. Being joyful is a state of mind. But you can, you know, unfortunately, if you're in an environment that is toxic, if you stay in a stagnant situation, that joyful state of mind is altered by the circumstances, by the environment, and you cannot afford to do that to yourself for too long. That's why you have to snap out. You have to walk away from circumstances that are not allowing your growth and not allowing you to evolve emotionally, spiritually. So it's all about that. But, you know, we're going to take a call of a lady who's calling from New York. Her name is Elena, and I happen to know her because she called the show a number of times. She's a famous author. She wrote many books. She's very accomplished producer. She produced documentaries that she got multiple awards, Emmy Awards. She's a wonderful lady. I'm going to invite Elena to the show. Hi, my dear, and thank you so much for calling us. And you are today with Abigail Rebecca from London, who is an amazing, you know, entrepreneur, and she's a wonderful coach who created this extraordinary program. And Elena, I'd love to put you in touch with Rebecca and whatever questions you have for her.
Hi, Carmen. Hi, Abigail. Rebecca. Lovely to talk to
you. Hi, Elena.
Hi. So, Carmen said I've been going through changes in my career work for a while, but it sort of seems to be escalating in terms of ever more huge changes, adjusting from my career that was sometimes in the corporate world, sometimes freelance, but very high-pressured and demanding, and shifting somewhat in what I'm doing to writing more. And you're right, I mean, I often miss my old life, and I think, oh, if only I could go back to that, but I know I can't for many reasons, but I'm wondering if you have a specific advice for, you know, keeping the vision for a new career, a new direction, and even though I know deep down that it feels like the right way, I often question it and have doubts.
Yeah, no, I get that, Eleanor, and I completely hear what you're saying. I think in terms of really keeping focus on that vision is really understanding what your why is. I'm really being very closely connected to your why at all times. So if I can use myself as an example, when I left corporate and I made that transition, I decided to start my own business, and I started to start my own business as a coach, as an online coach. I'd never done it before. I'd coached before, but I'd never run a business before. And, you know, at times it was so difficult. But I always had in my mind, what was it that I wanted to create? Like, why was I doing this? What was my reason? And my reason really was to make a difference in the world. And I wanted to truly help women who were unhappy in their current situation and help them move into a different reality and have a different situation in life so that they'd be happier and free and financially abundant. And I knew that I would never be able to do that going back to my old life. So that is why I held true in my mind all the time. This is my purpose, this is my vision, this is what I want to achieve for the world. But also really visualizing a lot. Like, I used to fantasize and visualize a lot. I'm a big believer in visualization. You know, thinking about the future, bringing your future into life and acting as if it's already happening. You know, so obviously all the law of attraction stuff going on here. But I used to visualize a lot what my life would look like, how much money I'd be earning, freedom. Like, the freedom was a real drive for me. So I just wanted to ask you, actually, Eleanor, as part of this, like, what, in terms of the journey that you're on and the life that you're leading now, what is it that's driving you forward? Is it, like, the freedom? Is it the money? Like, is it the connection? Is it the joy of work? Like, what is it that's really driving you forward?
Well, I mean, I certainly do want to use my talents or experience in different ways to communicate and help connect people and do some good for animals, which is a passion of mine, and really use my gifts to work for things that I care about, as opposed to just working for other people and their ideas, but also to, I mean, yes, I'd like to earn more money again, certainly. I mean, I can't deny that that's not part of what I would like. And freedom is very important to me. I mean, I'm accustomed now somewhat to not having to punch a time clock, metaphorically speaking, and work for myself, more or less. And I do value that. So, as you say, it's certainly difficult at times.
Yeah, yeah. And it can be so difficult. It can. But I just think that, like, in every situation that comes up that I find really difficult, you know, that's real, like, that leaves me wanting to run back to the hills, like, wanting to run back to my own life. I just think this is a test, this is a challenge, and this is something that is going to make me a better person. This is going to make me a more loving person, a kinder person, a more patient person. So it's almost like I'm going through these little tests. And I can't enjoy the good times, that thing a little bit, like the dark side, you know, the bad times, because that's going to make me appreciate my life more and gratitude. You know, a great energy to see it. So I just think just continue doing what you're doing. Absolutely believe in the process and believe and trust in yourself. There's a reason that you're on this path and you're not in your old life. There's a reason that you take. Because absolutely you should be at the moment. I would recommend actually to go onto my website. You go to abdarabeka.com. /roadmap. So that's /roadmap. You'll be able to download this like a free roadmap that I've created. Just a woman really that's going through change, just to start to think about all the things to to do and think, and about journaling and about visualization, just about really keeping your eye on the prize, because it can be difficult sometimes to kind of keep on track. But it sounds like you're creating something wonderful, Elena. It really, really does.
Oh, well, thank you. Could you repeat the website again? There's a little bit of an echo, so it's hard to hear.
Yeah, I'm hearing the echo as well. So it's abigailrebecca.com/roadmap.
Roadmap?
Road, as in you're going to drive on it, roadmap. Or if you just go to the front page of my website, abigailrebecca.com, you'll see that the clip on the link there. And you'll be able to download that free of charge. Does that help, Elena?
Thank you. Yes, absolutely. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Elena, for calling. We really, really appreciate. Thank you, Elena. It's amazing to talk to you. And so for everybody listening, get Abigail's website and look there and look in details at the program, because it's very, and also you can be friends with Abigail on Facebook, facebook.com Abigail Rebecca Coach, or Instagram Abigail Rebecca Coach. The website is abigailrebecca.com. With Rebecca, R-E-B-E-C-C-A, so double C. But everybody wants to call in, 202-570-7057. As you know very well, this is the calling show. And you can call in. I'm going to go back to the questions to see if we, if you can answer, Abigail, more of my questions. Because I have another question for you. That to me is always something that I feel people are questioning themselves. How there's a secret. I think I'm gonna keep the question and take it after the break. So hold on the line for 30 seconds. We'll be back.
The best of holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Ascending Hearts is no ordinary dating site, but a spiritual dating site with a purpose, to link you with your soulmate. We engineer the serendipity so you can trust that you will attune with someone that has the same matching vibration as you. Ascending Hearts, the conscious dating site for the spiritually aware. Try Ascending Hearts for free, ascendinghearts.com.
My name is Victor Furman. Some call me The Voice. I've always been fascinated with human nature, spirituality, science, and the crossroads at which they meet. Join me Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Eastern on Om Times Radio, and we'll explore these topics and so much more on Destination Unlimited.
I am Fidel Nshombo. I was born in a city called Bukavu in the Congo.
We were a loving family, and then, boom, everything that I had disappeared in a single day.
People think that when you are a refugee and they resettle you to America, and all your problems are done. They don't understand that that's the beginning of everything.
I was not born a refugee. I was made one.
It's time we welcome refugee families with open arms. Learn more at embracerefugees.org, brought to you by the Ad Council.
And I'm back with Abigail Rebecca and Carmen Jara on Om Time Radio. And I was asking before the break, Abigail, something that I always question. There is a secret to juggling a family, a career, and so a personal life. So all of this, how can you put them together successfully? What do you think, Abigail? How can we do this in the same time? Is it possible to be done? Because I'm hearing for women, I have my career, there's no room for something else. Oh, I have my family, when am I going to
have a career because I have three kids, my hands is full, there's no room for. Can we do all of this together in the same time and be successful at everything?
That's such a good question.
Right.
I think that women are really good at multitasking, but I don't know necessarily if multitasking is a good idea. Mm-hmm. Because you're not actually, if you're doing lots of different things at once, then you're not actually giving all your energy to one thing. However, we live in, like, you know, we've got to be real here. You know, I think as women, we put on lots of different hats. Personally, I believe that there is room. However, I'm saying that, Carmen, I'm not a mother. So, like, I, from personal experience, I can't comment on that personally, but I do think, you know, in terms of juggling work, independence, relationships, career, social life, friends, all of that, I just think that we always make room for things in life that are important to us. So if it is important to you, you will find room for it. And I often believe, and, you know, certainly for me, when I feel overwhelmed in my life, so if I just think, oh, I've got so much to do, you know, you've got like the big to-do list, you've got so much to do at work, you've got, you know, you've got to be going out, you've got to go to meetings, you know, I've got a little puppy, I have to look after my puppy. So, you know, I need to dedicate time to him now. That's another element that's come into my life. When I feel overwhelmed, I find it so much easier to be able to deal with things when I actually step away from the busy. So instead of doing more, I do less. And I know that that sounds counterproductive and it doesn't make sense. But I feel that it just allows this real, you know, if I slow down from the busy, it allows me to be able to really focus and give my energy to all the things that I need in my life, but be a lot more focused instead of just being, you know, half listening to things and half doing things.
Well, I want to tell you something from my own experience. I will never forget. So I raised three kids with my husband, and I remember that I was waking up early in the morning, take the kids to school, and then run. I was living outside New York, and then run to the city in Manhattan, because I had my own office, you know, where I was doing my practice in the city. And then from the city hit the traffic, which was like an hour and a half, and then come home, and then had to feed the kids. I had two dogs, and then I had four cats, which also needed to be taken care of. And, of course, my husband needed to be taken care of. And the only thing that I was also writing my first books by that time, was the most successful time of my life in terms of writing books and being successful and being on network. I don't know how I did all of that by that time, because there was a lot of work to do, morning and night. I couldn't even breathe. The downfall was that I put so much pounds because I was so overwhelmed. I had no minute to breathe. It was no meeting. I mean, my schedule, every second, something had to happen, you know? And I think the only thing that was comforting me, because I was not smoking, I was not drinking, I was not taking drugs. The only thing is the comfort zone is I starting to eat probably more than I should. So I start to put some pounds on me. So that's the only thing that was wrong. But other than that, I managed to do it, but was not easy, I can tell. So there was me doing the career of my dreams, me raising three kids, me being the good wife that I always wanted to be. Talking about, you know, trying to put everything together, so create that mixture of a successful personal life, having the career of your dreams, having the family that you always wanted, not easy to do. So,
I mean, you're just amazing. You're an amazing woman. So
I don't think this is amazing. I think it can be done, but it's not easy from my personal experience. Yeah.
It's not, no, but I think one thing that I always say to my women that are feeling the overwhelm, the first thing is to I think as women, we often put others before ourselves, and I think it's very, very important to put ourselves first. So to really
absolutely correct.
That self-care. And secondly, you don't need to be a perfectionist.
Right.
So everything doesn't have to be perfect. And I think, you know, as long as you have those two things, then we can. We're good. We're really, we can do loads of different things to get things done. Women are really good at getting things done.
Right, exactly, yeah. Taylor, we have a caller, a beautiful lady that's called Taylor, who's calling the show, and I want you to talk to her and see if we can answer any of her questions. Hi, Taylor, welcome to the show. I'm so grateful that you call in.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, beautiful Taylor. My name is Carmen Jara, and I'm here with Abigail Rebecca, and we are talking about the feminine divine power. We're talking about women who live the corporate world, and I want to ask if you have anything that is tied into the topic or any questions for us.
I think for me, I'm fairly new into my entrepreneurial journey, and it's taken me a while to figure out my exact path. But now that I feel like I'm aligned with that, I'm so overwhelmed with ideas and things to do, and I'm only one person. And so I guess my question is maybe twofold: how to best prioritize all of those ideas and put them into action, and two, at what point, you know, do you have any tips on like starting to look to hire help? You know, like a virtual assistant or a part-time assistant or something like that to help me. I know there's just so much these days with social media and then creating content and developing programs and all of that it just gets very overwhelming.
Yeah, Taylor. Yeah, it can be. And, I've been exactly where you were. So I'm hearing you loud and clear. I think the two come hand in hand, actually, like the prioritization and the looking for help, because actually you can prioritize things and delegate them, and that's when you get the help in. So it's quite easy to do. So in terms of like you're new, you've got all these ideas, it's like, where do I start? I say just don't try and do everything at once. Like, pace yourself. You've got the rest of your amazing entrepreneurial life to start to deliver all this content and create all this wonderful content and change the world in whichever way that you're changing it. So don't worry that you have to have everything done now. It's a journey. It's a journey, and I would say probably the way that I did it when I first started, I was very, very overwhelmed, and I still get overwhelmed now, is that I just give myself three things to do a day. That's it. Just three things to do. I stop working to long, long tick lists, because I just feel that then you're very, very task-driven, and you get into this energy where you're just action, 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 doing, doing, doing. And what that is doing is that is preventing all the inspired ideas that really should be coming into your head, being an entrepreneur and creating a business. So I would say, you know, like I've just said before about stepping away from the busy, do that. So three things to do a day, even though that might be like really daunting, because you're like, hello, do you know how many things I've got to do a day? Just scale it down and take time for yourself. Take time to think, take time to visualize, take time to plan. And then if you feel that actually you've got a lot more than three things to do a day, actually, and you know, you've got all the social media and stuff, I would say in terms of getting a help, like getting a VA, a virtual assistant or a PA, whatever it might be, I'd say the sooner the better, really, because I'll tell you what to do. If you get a piece of paper and you split it into four halves, and then you put all the things that you're good at in one section, all the things that you're not good at in another section, all the things that you love doing in one section, all the things that you hate doing in one section. You take all the things that you're not good at and all the things that you hate doing, and you delegate it to somebody else and pay them to do it. And that is really a very simple way of getting stuff done, but just clearing your workspace and delegating it to somebody else. Does that
wow, I love this. I love this.
I already do the three tasks a day. I learned that from one of my mentors too. But what I find is when I get rolling, then I just keep going. And then I think being maybe a little bit more disciplined to pace myself, because then that's when I get overwhelmed, because I'm like, okay, well I'm going, and then it's hard for me to stop. So I think being a little bit more disciplined about doing those things. And then as far as the delegation, my first step is I've been interviewing, quoting lawn care and having my house clean, because those are two things that I feel like I could take off my plate, which would free me up more time to do the things for my business. So that's kind of been my first step with outsourcing. And then I was going to start looking into a virtual assistant to help me with some of the more business things as well. Do you have any tips on like the best way to hire, what to look for, and how to interview them, or?
I would go along the lines of recommendation. Like, I'd always go with somebody that would recommend. So, you know, if you've got connections within the entrepreneurial world, I'd just put a post out on Facebook and see who they could recommend you to. And then in terms of interviewing, you know what? If you want to send me an email, hello@abigailrebecca.com. I'm really happy to kind of carry on this conversation and just have a little chat with you about hiring a VA. I'm really happy to do that with you.
Yeah, that would be great.
Cool.
Taylor, are you married? Do you have a child, a daughter?
No, I have a fur baby. I have a dog.
That's beautiful.
No, I'm single, no kids, just me and the pup.
Okay. Do you, in your mind, do you want to get married?
Yes.
Okay, well, I can tell you that I see you with a beautiful baby girl. I don't know, it's my mind went beyond time. It happens to me because I'm so intuitive. So I saw you walking with this baby girl. So for a second, I had this vision of you, and it made me smile, you know?
Aww.
And it was a beautiful vision. So I just want you to take that with you from the show. So
okay,
that's going to make
that.
It.
Thank you.
Talking about the fact that you're such a successful, wonderful person, you know what I mean? Who you know what you want, and you get everything what you want from your work. But it happens that in your private life, you'll also get a lot of love is coming, you know? Then there's a lot of fulfillment in your private life, in my opinion. So
that's
also
so
wonderful. Yeah, that's wonderful for you. I feel so good about it. Not only your success in your career, but success in your own private life.
Well,
so your baby girl will play with your puppy. Is it a dog? You have a dog? No, with the dog.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah, will play with your dog.
Yes.
Or your dog will play with her. Either way.
Well, I've had this overwhelming sensation the past couple of months that something great is coming. I don't know.
Right.
And so saying that almost affirms that. So that's nice to hear.
Right. I keep on hearing a name like Scott or Steve or something with an S name. Is there somebody with this name is introducing you to? You're meeting somebody relatively soon.
Oh, okay.
Pretty incredible. Yeah. And I just picture your beautiful girl coming in your life. You will feel, talking about evolution, talking about transformation that we women are going through, and giving birth is such a challenge, talking about change, that Abigail has been developing this program of women going through change, and you going through a major change. I feel like the business part you can handle, you can write down everything, but this is really big, you know, this is wonderful, yeah.
Yeah. I do feel like I'm undergoing a huge change. I feel like this is
a huge change
for me.
Exactly, exactly, exactly. Yeah.
That's
well, awesome.
Wonderful.
That's so nice to hear. Thank you.
Wow. So listen, it's amazing to have you on the show. So we congratulate you already. Call the show and, you know, keep in touch with Abigail. And again, Abigail, give everybody all your details. So we are at the end of the show. So we want the listeners to have Taylor. We are so grateful to have you on the show. And thank you for calling in. And let's keep in touch and keep in touch with Rebecca and with Abigail, Rebecca. And we will continue the connection, and you're very welcome to call the show anytime you feel like, especially when you have the baby or before, when you're pregnant, when you yes. invite us to the wedding.
Yes, thank you.
So Abigail, give us one more time all your details so that everybody has your details for reach out to you.
Yeah, absolutely. So my website is abigailrebecca.com. You can send me an email at hello@abigailrebecca.com. I love to hang out on Facebook. You can find me on Facebook by searching for Abigail Rebecca Coach. And I also have a Facebook group called Big Change Small Steps, so you can connect with me in there.
So thank you so much, Abigail, for being part of the show. We at On Time Radio appreciate you a lot. Christopher and I, we thank you, and for everybody listening, God bless you. We'll be with you next Tuesday, 7 p.m. Eastern Time, on the best station, On Time Radio. God bless. Thank you for listening. I'm Carmen Hara.